MissouriNet News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Grab a Missouri Lottery Powerball ticket before Wednesday's drawing for a chance to win $282 million. Play today.
The National Weather Service says the overnight winter weather advisories are wrapping up as the winter storm winds down. Roads could still be snow-covered in some areas. Ice could be an issue, and light freezing drizzle is still a possibility. Watch out on parking lots. The latest road conditions are available at MissouriNet.com. Click Weather on the right-hand side of the page. St. Louis University and the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency are partnering to address social challenges. MissouriNet contributor Jill Enders has the details.
Experts presented the second in a four-part series on mapping spatial statistics with a focus on crime and poverty. Dr. Ness Sandoval, an associate professor of sociology, said this data is aimed at addressing needs for a given area.
What we're trying to do is show the community new technology that has emerged to how policymakers take these vast amounts of data and understand which data is noise and which data is actually signaling something that's happening in the city that has a pattern.
Reporting in Midtown St. Louis, Jill Enders.
U.S. House Democrats are expected to introduce a measure criticizing President Trump's national emergency declaration. Senator Blunt tells MissouriNet affiliate The Eagle the president's emergency declaration sets a precedent because border security is not a new problem.
Any president could decide anything was an emergency, and that's why this will be a fairly significant debate and highly contentious. I'm actually for what the president wants to do in securing the border.
The Chicago Tribune reports the measure is expected to pass both chambers, but not without a veto-proof majority. The president reportedly said he'd veto that resolution. And a couple carjacked in South St. Louis County yesterday morning at a supermarket fought back. At least one shot was fired by the victims during the carjacking in broad daylight. Governor Parson has kicked off his Missouri Future Farmers of America Week by driving a tractor to work yesterday. Parson, a farmer from Southwest Missouri, drove a tractor from the governor's mansion to the state capitol alongside Missouri FFA President Paxton Dahmer.
Oh, it was remarkable. Definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience and an awesome opportunity for FFA members to see what it's like to have a farmer in the governor's mansion.
The National FFA was first organized in Kansas City in 1928 and is now more than 669,000 members strong. Neosho Representative Ben Baker has presented a bill at the Capitol that would allow public high schools to teach historical Bible classes as an elective. Baker says the classes would focus on how the Bible influenced our founding fathers and the U.S. Constitution. Classes would not focus on religion or theology and would be taught by a social studies teacher. A few brought up separation from church and state concerns. Baker says similar legislation has already passed in seven states. There's more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to News on MissouriNet.